One of President Barack Obama's top priorities is to broaden opportunity and advance equality. He believes that a world in which everyone, including those who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, can pursue their dreams free from violence and discrimination is a better world. In his inaugural address in January of 2013, for the first time in the history of the United States, an American president documented the rights of the LGBT community in an inaugural address. As President Obama said, and I quote, "Our journey is not complete until our gay brothers and sisters are treated like anyone else under the law. For if we are truly created equal, then surely the love that we commit to one another must be equal as well." And right here in Berlin, speaking before the Brandenburg Gate last June, he said, "When we stand up for our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters and treat their love and their rights equally under the law, we defend our own liberty as well." As a result of this kind of commitment in my country and in Germany and in countries around the world, progress is being made. The tireless advocacy of generations is sometimes too slowly, but surely, bending the arc of history. One important milestone on that arc of history in the United States was the Gay Pride Parade that took place on the 28th of June, 1970. Activists and civil rights supporters convened at the site of demonstrations that had been spurred by police raids 1 year earlier at the Stonewall Inn, a popular bar on Christopher Street in Greenwich Village in New York City. At that time, homosexuality was illegal in the United States. A few hundred participants started the march. More and more people joined them along the way. By the time the first marchers reached Central Park, thousands were following behind. In the 40-plus years since that Gay Pride March, again, in the US, as in many countries around the world, the LGBT community has advanced from scorn to respect. Barriers have been torn down. Discriminatory laws have been repealed. This is a good thing. It is important that governments protect and expand basic human rights. But gay pride is not just about what governments can and should do. They are also about what individuals can do, working together. As we all know, this is not easy work, but I salute the commitment of all those who are involved in protecting LGBT rights here in Berlin, the capital city of Germany, not only on one special day in the year that is celebrated gay pride, but on every day. Thank you.